Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the third Sunday after Pentecost. We'll look first of all at the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. This is the sermon text for today as well. It's the portion, at least various portions of Solomon's prayer as he is dedicating the temple to the service of the Lord. Listen to especially what Solomon's attention is drawn to. We're told, this is 1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon stood in front of the altar in the presence of the whole congregation of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in the heavens above or on the earth below. You keep the covenant of mercy and faithfulness with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You have kept the word which you spoke to your servant, my father David. What you have said with your mouth, you have fulfilled with your hand, as it is today. But will God really dwell on the earth? In truth, the heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? But turn your face toward the prayer of your servant and toward his plea for mercy. O Lord my God, listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant offers before you today. Let your eyes be open toward this house night and day, toward this place where you said, my name will be there, to hear the prayer which your servant offers toward this place. Also for the foreigner, who is not one of your people Israel, but who comes from a distant land because of your name, for they will hear about your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, and they will come and pray toward this house. For that foreigner here in heaven, which is your dwelling place, and do everything for which that foreigner cries out to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, just as your people Israel do, and because they know that your name is proclaimed in this house which I have built. Our first lesson, the word of the Lord. Let's take the hymnal now and open to Psalm 96. We'll sing the psalm for, or Psalm 96 for our psalm for today. Listen closely to, first of all, the refrain, and then the first line of the verse, and note when you take a look at Psalm 96, the refrain itself maybe looks a little complicated, but what it does is it repeats twice. So we sing, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, at all, and then we sing it twice before we go to the actual verses of the psalm. Okay, Psalm 96. Second lesson this morning then comes from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians in chapter 3. We start there at verse 23. The Apostle Paul reminds us of just how important that good news of the gospel really is. We understand the law condemning our sins, but the gospel is the thing that brings us not only that gift of faith, but also the most precious gift of all, life and salvation in Jesus Christ. Paul says, then is the law against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given that could give life, certainly righteousness would have been derived from the law. But Scripture imprisoned all things under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ would be given to those who believe. But before this faith came, we were held in custody under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith was revealed. So the law was our chaperone until Christ, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a chaperone. In fact, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Indeed, as many of you as were baptized into Christ Jesus have been clothed with Christ. There is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one and the same in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. Our verse this morning, Alleluia, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia. Sing the gospel acclamation. Let us arise now for the reading of the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. We start there at verse 1. Jesus speaking to his disciples and reminding them of the truth that he alone is the one through whom they have that certainty of salvation through the words that he proclaims. We're told, after Jesus had finished saying all these things to the people who were listening, he went into Capernaum. A centurion servant who was valuable to him was sick and about to die. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some elders to the Jews, of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, because he loves our nation, and he built our synagogue for us." Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell Jesus, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, because I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he was amazed at him. He turned to the crowd that was following him and said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And when the men who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. The word of the Lord. We'll continue then with the sermon of the day. You may be seated. It's hymn number 596 for our sermon hymn.